Hi there. Thanks for coming in. I'm sorry I got a little caught up on a phone call and totally forgot I had you waiting. But I reviewed your resume earlier and you have some solid work experience, but I'm just not sure that you are a perfect fit for us right now. I know it's hard to even get in for an interview, although the other two that I had scheduled for today didn't even show up, so the fact that you appeared, I like that. And I like the looks of you. You do anything? Really? Well, that sounds promising. Do you really want to impress me? Under your zipper. Yes, I mean it. Now. Do it, or I'll do it for you. Good. Now. Pull out your cock. I'm only asking because I already knew you were hard. You got hard the moment I walked in, didn't you? As soon as you saw me. When I looked down at you and met your gaze, and of course, didn't look away. Because you know, you feel it. And I feel it too. Maybe you are a good fit. Still, we have to see. There are certain qualifications that you have to meet. Certain skills. I do need to make one thing crystal clear. That for me to even consider you, you have to agree to something. Just a little agreement, nothing major. You agree that I control your orgasms completely. I know you didn't think coming would be part of the job, did you? It's a pretty cushy job, lots of perks. For the right person, one who's obedient, who can follow directions, and yes, who allows me to control every bit of pleasure. Not just when you're here, when you're at home, when you're jerking off at the end of the night thinking about your hot boss, the one that you want to fuck. Yeah, you won't be doing that anymore. Not unless I allow it. I will know. I don't care if you have a girlfriend. She's not my problem. Plus, let's be realistic. How often is she really getting you off anyway? Exactly. I think you'll find it's more than worth it. I see you looking at my chest. Fucking magnificent, aren't they? Wouldn't you love to bury your face between them? I bet you've never done that at work before, have you? See, I told you. Perks. But in order for you to enjoy working here, you have to show me that you're serious. That you're committed. Come here. Good. Now, as I take off your shirt, I like what I see. just a little bit of hair and a nice firm chest. Don't worry, I won't bite. I just want to see what I'm considering before I hire you. To see you fully. Oh my god, that buckle's fucking insane. Where did you get it? Yeah, you undo that. Good. I can do the rest. That's a nice one. Pretty impressive. I like the way you gasp when I touch you. Now, down on your knees. I said down on your fucking knees, I mean it. Good. I rather prefer when you look up at me. I know, 5'3", I'm not very tall, but my God, can you feel my power? Now, since you're down there, get on your hands and knees. Good boy. I like a boy that follows directions. Oh, crawl behind me. Crawl around the room while I tell you about your new position, if you're lucky enough to get it. You'll be here by 6:45 every morning. I know it's early, but I want to have some playtime before everyone else comes in. And you'll wear what I tell you to. Whatever I tell you to. If I tell you no underwear that day, you better not wear any. If I tell you that I want you completely shaved, that's what I want. Hell, if I give you a pair of panties, you'll wear those too. You'll do anything I want, how I want it. And yes, you will be trained. That's going to take months, trust me. I'm really particular. And I don't like wasting my time, so please don't fucking disappoint me. I see you crawl all right. Now put your head down on my shoe. Right there on the front of my heels. Kiss it. Good. Now lick it. That's right. Drag your tongue across it. Might not taste great. Patent leather? I don't know. But it doesn't matter, does it? Because you're desperate enough to do anything. And look at that ass of yours. When you're bent over nuzzling my shoe, your ass in the air all exposed like that. Just screaming for a slap. Don't gasp. It comes with the territory now. Trust me, your ass is gonna be rosy pink. Especially if you dare to disappoint me. And honestly, I can be a little much sometimes. A little demanding. I do like control. Have you ever been fucked? No, I didn't ask if you have fucked someone. Have you been fucked? No, not by a man. Have you been fucked by a woman? Have you been fucked by a woman with a big cock? Have you been on your hands and knees? feeling that combination of pure submission, pleasure, and just a twinge of pain while she thrusts her hips wildly against you. Because that is one of my very favorite things. Yeah. I have this great strap on that, I feel it right on my clit. I can get off a couple times just fucking you. And don't worry, if you're a really good boy, maybe I'll give that thing between your legs a little stroke or two. But the orgasms, they're mine. And don't you dare ever think, ever, that I'll let you get away with having pleasure. Not unless I command it. Not unless I allow it. I know. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Thinking about coming to work and being my little boy toy. Getting paid well for it. Being used, being fucked, it all sounds great. But you also need to understand that you will obey. This, kissing my shoe, giving it a couple licks, a little swat on the ass, this is nothing. Trust me, you will obey, won't you? That's right. I can see it in your eyes when you look up at me. You'd do anything, wouldn't you? Now, go over to the door. Unlock it. Now open it. Just a crack. I told you to open it. Wider. Good. Right there. Just enough so that anyone can hear what's going on in here. Good. Now, say it. Say, Demi, I will do anything that you want for this job. Demi, I will be your slut. Say, Demi, please fuck me every morning. Look at you. You're fucking pathetic. Dripping on my floor. Clean it up with your tongue. Good boy. I do like how quickly you follow directions. And I like a boy that gets wet. You want to find out if I'm wet too? You want to bury your face between my thighs? Feel my hands clasped behind your head. Fine, then get over here. Move my panties aside. Yeah, like that. Now lick me. Lap away at my clit. Yeah. Now, put your tongue in my pussy. Taste me. Taste what you're going to work your fucking ass off for. I know. I taste amazing, don't I? And I know right now you'd love to make me come, but no. No, Stop. That's right. You're gonna make me come. Hundreds of times. Yeah, I guess that does mean you're hired. Although, you're gonna go through a probationary period. I want to make sure you really can serve me. That you can be a good boy. Will you be my good boy? Will you do everything I ask? No matter how I humiliate you? No matter how I use you? Good. I see your face is wet. Wet with me. Don't wipe it off. Leave it. Now, go out there and talk to my secretary. Talk her up. Maybe she'll go out with you. I mean, trust me, she won't. But try. I'll come out in 5 minutes, and you better still be talking to her with my juices on your face. Or the offer is rescinded. And tomorrow, your job starts. You better be here on time. You better be ready to work for this. To do anything to please me.